So yeah, I'll just start with my testimony. I grew up in an Amish setting. My name is Jesse Solsvis, and I'm 16 years old. I grew up in a family of eight. I don't have a lot of memories of early childhood. As a young boy, I remember having fears of eternity. I could just barely grasp that someday life would just go on forever, and I didn't really know what it took to get to heaven, and I was just kind of taught that if we are good enough or do enough good, or we go to heaven. I do remember my mom at an early age taught me to say the Lord's Prayer. That I usually did, gave me some kind of a comfort. I continued that until I was 8 or 9. When I was 6, my oldest brother left the Amish and soon after moved to Ohio. My parents taught me that is very wrong. At around 9 years old, I felt very convicted of sin. I didn't really know what to do with the conviction. I just tried hard to be good, or I just thought I would never be as disobedient as my older siblings were, but time just kind of went on, and I kept trying to be a Christian, and I prayed some. I started praying from the heart a little bit, and I tried reading my Bible. Nothing really made sense, and one time I decided I would try to read the whole New Testament and started it and would read a chapter every evening, but never got any sense out of it. Wasn't no help. I lived in extreme fear that the world would end soon, or that I would have an accident, or I would often hear the preacher say, "We don't know if we'll even make it home today." So I would just be extremely fearful of having an accident. We did have an accident one time. I'm coming home from Sunday, nothing major, but just kind of my fear just kind of increased, and every evening I would just pray to God for forgiving my sins, and I was just I found security in praying for forgiveness often, but that's just kind of what I went to for security. One time one of our preachers said that we should also repent of our sins that we're not aware of. I started doing that too. It didn't really make sense, but at a fairly young age, I started with masturbation. For a long time, I didn't know if that was sin or not, though I would feel very convicted each time I did it. So I would repent each time, but there was no victory. I would just kind of comfort myself with, "Well, I don't know if it's a sin." Till age 13, I finally felt so convicted, I was tired of my sin, and somehow I quit. I'm not sure how that happened. I didn't really try that hard, but I just quit. Around that time, I was the only child left at home, and all the others were living with someone else, or married, or whatnot. My dad decided to send me to a counseling home in Ohio. Not sure. I can't really remember how it was back then, but I guess that was just kind of I was their last child, and they wanted to try to do something different, so they decided to send me to a counseling home real early. So I was 13 at the time. I didn't want to go at all. I was very angry that I had to go. But on the other sense, I was kind of excited. You know, maybe here will be something to help me to be a Christian, or somehow, you know, at least other people would maybe think I would be a Christian if I go through a counseling home, or just kind of to find my identity. I stayed there for 2 weeks. However, my oldest brother, who was living at Ohio, didn't live far from there, and they were just not okay with me staying at a counseling home at such a young age. So he came, and I went with him over to their house and stayed there for almost a week. But my dad was not okay with me living there, and he came and I had to go back home. That made me very angry. I was started to had some bitterness against my dad that I really, really like that lifestyle of just doing whatever I can and just being wild and but I was still afraid that I'd be condemned if I did that. So but I was still made me very bitter at my dad and so I still had 1 year in school to go. That year I just became increasingly disrespectful to my parents and the school teacher and me and my friends would just do anything we could to break the rules without getting caught. I enjoyed doing or saying things that shocked my friends or my teacher and that kind of made them look up to me. So that fall, my parents went to a counseling home in Missouri. Me and my sister, just older, went to live temporarily with an Amish couple in the community. They had a farm, and I really enjoyed it there. However, school wasn't going really well, and me and my teacher just couldn't get along. It was just getting pretty bad. They transferred me over to another school. It was a complete different atmosphere. Everybody was respectful and friendly. I felt like being a good boy. It was less stressful, and I wanted to, so I would match up with the others. But that next spring, right around my 14th birthday, my parents came back home. I moved back home too. I was soon out of school, and I started a job and put a lot of effort in my work to try to get people to think highly of me. Life just kind of went on, and I just became... bitterness just kind of grew against my parents and just became increasingly disrespectful. And I also got back into masturbation. I was very selfish, got extremely angry if I didn't get my way, which wasn't too often because I had a very good way at manipulating people so that I could have my own way. That fall, I started working at a local non-Amish still barn. Looking back, I can see now that it was... definitely not a good idea. It had a very bad influence on me. It was a filthy place and also had a very filthy, evil atmosphere. There was hardly a minute that you didn't hear a cuss word in there. I liked working there. I liked the people and the atmosphere as well. At that time, I thought I was a Christian. I didn't know anger was a sin. Well, I just, as long as you can contain it, I didn't know it was a sin. I wasn't aware that you can be free of sin either. So the only sin I was really aware of was masturbation. But I thought we all sin every day, so it's probably not a big deal as long as I repent every time. I just desperately wanted to be free of it. Sometimes I'd be able to be free for 2 or even 3 weeks, but I'd always go back into it. I still love my sin very much. There were some people who had concerns about me working at the still barn, especially my older siblings. I was a little over 15 now. Things were just not going very good at home, and I had a lot of anger and fear towards my dad and created a lot of tension in the home. I was very lonely and often wish I could just live somewhere else. So one day my brother-in-law Paul and Esther stopped in at work and asked if I wanted to come live with them. I readily agreed to that. However, kind of long story short, the law got involved, and I was under 18, so I had to go back home. I became very, very angry about that. Angry at my parents, they didn't let me stay. I had prayed that I would have another home sometime and be able to have somebody. And I was angry at God, and I didn't talk to my dad for 2 days, and after that, only when I had to. I remember one time I wanted to use my gun and for some reason couldn't find it. Later I found out my parents feared I would kill them, so they hid the guns. Soon after that, they also made me quit working at the still barn, because of pressure from people around. And it just increased my anger and bitterness and loneliness and just, I needed something to fill the void. Eventually I came to the realization that I can't be a Christian if I continue living in this anger. It's just, I actually love my parents, and that was absolutely looked like impossible at the time. So I just decided, okay, I'm not going to be a Christian anymore. I'm going to quit trying. I'm still not having victory anyway. I'm going to sin all I want to. I don't care if I go to hell. It's in my mind, I kind of tried to persuade myself that hell's probably not going to be that bad anyways. There's lots of other people there. So with time, my anger kind of cooled off in some ways from my dad, but still flared fairly often. But here I was deep in sin and extremely lonely. When I was in my room alone, I would feel an extreme demonic presence, and it just almost drove me nuts. And it just made me desperate for something else. Time went on. I tried to fill the void with sports or fun, lightheartedness. Me and my friend would go down to her English neighbor, and we'd watch westerns and whatnot. But when I got back home in the evening, I just felt dead and just lonely, and there's no life. I was miserable. One day, I was just kind of struck by this thought that I'm a hypocrite. To myself, I don't try to be a Christian, but to the people around, I'm still performing at work and trying to look pretty good. Everybody thinks I'm a pretty decent guy. I mean, so I always thought I would never be a hypocrite. I thought my dad was a hypocrite, and I would be exactly who I am, not pretend to be someone else. And here was myself not trying to be a Christian, yet to the people around me looking like a pretty decent person. So now I had to make a choice, be a Christian, because everybody thought I was a Christian, or else do something to show everyone that I'm not a Christian. So after battling with it for a week, I finally chose the latter, and I decided I would move out to my brother in Ohio. From there, I would somewhere go out west and find fulfillment in more sin. Deep in my mind, I knew that wasn't going to work, but I was too proud to do anything else. So the next Sunday came around. My parents went to church. I stayed at home. I spent half the day listening to country music. I can still just clearly remember the dead feeling I had. So sometime that afternoon, I went to the bookshelf and just kind of randomly drew a book out, and I was kind of shocked by the title. The title was 23 Minutes in Hell. Started reading. Typically, I wouldn't read a book like that because it would make me feel too not good. But started reading, and after I was finished, I was pretty shook up. It was about a guy that was in hell, and described some pretty traumatic details about that. It just really shook me up, and I just cried out to God that if there's something better, that He would show me. A few days went by. I wanted to talk with someone, just hardly dared to ask anyone, but finally had enough courage to call my brother-in-law Samuel, who was still at the Amish at the time. They were having church at their house on Sunday, so I went up there Saturday evening, and we talked for a while. He explained some things. I can't remember what we all talked about. One thing that stood out to me the most was probably explain how we can't do anything with our own works, but we have to let God do the work. And that was just, I always thought we have to work to do our part, do good, it was kind of, just felt kind of vulnerable just to step back and just let God do the work. But I went to bed that evening. I just couldn't sleep, and I just went on my knees and repented of all my sin. I committed my life to God, and in my mind, there was just no plan B. I somehow knew that this was the answer. Here's what I was looking for. When I got up from my knees, for the first time in my life, I just felt at peace. There was joy. I just still remember how soundly I slept that night. No more fears, just totally at peace. Next week, it was just kind of a new. The weeks went by. I started having victory over my sin. It was nothing I did. The Bible became living and real. Finally, things made sense. I could read the Bible and connect with it. For the first time in my life, I experienced freedom from sin. Small things that I never knew were wrong, I started seeing them as sin. Looking back, I can see God has done a great work in my life. At the time when I was ready to turn my back completely against Him was when He brought me to the fold. That's my testimony for today, and I just commit myself to the local body and church, and hope to be baptized into the same, just give God all the glory for what he's saying in my life. God bless you all.